yesterday we did get to go to the Dundee County tournament. Coach Fox at Dundee County and you know, Mr. Haney as well. We're very appreciative that they let us into their tournament. You know, they knew the situation that we were in. You know, it's pretty common this year, and we let them know or asked them before Christmas if we could join their tournament, and they said yes, and so we went yesterday, and we took 10 guys, and you know, once our guys did pretty well. We got to see some different faces. We got to see some different teams that we don't normally get to see, and so that was good to have. You know, even though most of those schools are Class D that were there, there were still some good matchups for some of our guys. They had quite a few Class D ranked wrestlers. And so it was good for our guys to see that kind of competition.
I know, talking with, you know, with Coach Rice over Cambridge, Coach Muse over Arapahoe, some of those schools were right up there. And they've got, and Coach Moses up in Medicine Valley, even some of those coaches, they've got some good kids this year.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I think Class D gets a knock, you know, that maybe their level of, you know, competition isn't as good, but you know, those teams, they have good wrestlers, and we got to see them firsthand yesterday. And, you know, like I said, it was good for our guys to see those guys. They don't normally get to see or get to compete against those guys, those teams. You know, I was very pleased with how our guys competed, about, you know, how hard our guys wrestled. You know, normally when we go down to Kansas, we preach to our guys that you know, we're the villain. We get to play the role of the bad guy when we go down to Kansas, and we told them the same thing this week. You know, we said we might go into that gym, and there, you know, there's going to be a lot of eyes on us, you know, because we are the only Class B school there, and so we're going to play the role of the villain again, because all of those teams would love nothing more than to knock, you know, one of you guys off. You know, that would be a feather in their cap and some bragging rights. And so I said, you know, we can't just go in there and, you know, and not be focused. And our guys were focused. They were ready to go. They were excited to be there. You know, it's the land of Josh Jones. You know, this is the first time we've ever been able to go back to his old stomping grounds. And we got to see the Josh Jones library. And you know, it's a great media center. I don't know if he's actually read any of the books in there, it's a very nice library. I will say that. You know, as far as the wrestling goes, our guys competed very well. We had 10 guys wrestle. Seven of our 10 guys got first place yesterday. I think we had 20 pins on the day. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to get first place. And, you know, that was kind of our goal going in. The guys wanted to bring home a plaque, and they did that. And when they were handing out the plaque, we made Coach Jones go up and receive the championship plaque, because I told him, I said, you probably never got one of these when you were in high school. And so he held the plaque. We took the team picture with Coach Jones, and hopefully that's something that he'll remember for quite some time.
He's going to ask to go back again next year and the year after that, and he's going to want to make it a daily thing now.
Well, yeah, we said, you know, they're probably going to name the tournament after him, you know, the Josh Jones Memorial Tournament. But then he always points out that, you know, you have to be dead to be called a Memorial Tournament. We said, well, we can't have that.
No.
I told him he's not allowed to die, so... you know, he hopefully sticks around. I said maybe they'll name the Outstanding Wrestler Award or something that like that after you, and he kind of just shakes his head. But no, we had some good fun with that.
You had some great performances, all your lightweights to the heavyweights, didn't you?
Yeah, like I said, you know, seven of our 10 guys got first place, and you know, another one got second place. Reed Steinbeck got second place. He was going up against the number one ranked kid from Arapahoe, who we found out, you know, is a solid wrestler. You know, they went out there, and it was a battle of who was going to get thrown, which sometimes happens at heavyweight. And Arapahoe's heavyweight is, you know, he's a true heavyweight. He's probably 260, maybe more. And Reed, you know, is like 206 pounds on a good day. And so there was a big size difference there. And they got into a scrap, and Reed tried to throw the Arapahoe kid and wasn't successful. And the Arapahoe kid tried throwing Reed and unfortunately was successful. And but it was a good battle. It was good for Reed to see a kid like that. Some good competition. He got second place, but then the guys that got first place, Wyatt Felzine, who's just a freshman, he got his first varsity championship at 106 pounds. Cade Beebe, who's another freshman, he got first place at 113 pounds. Talon Campbell at 120 pounds, he got first place. He actually wrestled a pretty good kid from Sutherland in the finals, a kid that only had one loss going into the tournament, and Talon ended up pinning him in the first period, I believe. And there were some choice words after the match. The kid, things got a little bit chippy in the last couple of rounds. You know, we found out that, you know, that we were kind of the villains in the gym, and this kid said something funny after the match. He wasn't happy, and he goes something like, real cool, you know, a Class C school wrestling at a Class D tournament. And I was kind of offended by that. I go, well, we're Class B, you know, we're not even Class C, you know, if you're going to, you know, yell at us, at least get it right, you know. But those emotions run high at a wrestling tournament, and I understand that kid was upset. At 145 pounds, another freshman, Canyon Hosick, he came away with a first place. Tate Felber at 152 pounds got first place. Alex Anthony at 160 pounds got first place. And he actually had another tough match in the finals against another kid from Arapahoe as well. Came down to the third period, and Alex came away with the victory. He turned up the heat in the third period and got a couple of takedowns, and so that was good to see. And then Alec Langan at 220 pounds, he got first place as well. And so, you know, it was good for those guys to get matches. Like I said, we were very appreciative that Dundee County let us into their tournament, because the other alternative was we were going to be sitting at home this weekend, and that's never a good thing.
I know just the other day on Thursday, you took a lot of your JV kids to Gothenburg, didn't you?
Yep. Coach Jones and Coach Stone took, I think, 11 kids to Gothenburg. And this was actually only the second true JV tournament that our JVs have been able to compete in. And Coach Jones reported back to me that our kids wrestled really tough. That he was seeing some good improvement from all of them, and a lot of those JV kids, you know, like I said earlier, a lot of them have been taking their lumps at the varsity level, filling in duels and tournaments and things like that, and a lot of those guys are, you know, pretty green freshmen, and so it was good for them to have an actual JV tournament where, you know, they're wrestling against kids with, you know, more their experience, kids, you know, more their grade level, and you know, a lot of them had some success, and you know, it was a boost to their morale, boost to their confidence, and you know, hopefully gives them a little bit of motivation, you know, going through the second half of the season here.
And your JV kids will get another meet coming up next Tuesday up at Perkins County, won't they?
Yep, they'll be back on the mat on Tuesday at another JV tournament. The Perkins County tournament's always a tough tournament for our guys. Some teams from Colorado come in, and they always are good matches up there. Tough competition, and our guys, you know, they're always excited anytime they can get back on the mat. They would rather compete at a tournament than be at practice. And so the more we can get them on the mat, the better.
Then next Thursday, Saturday, you're scheduled to go down to Oberlin both days on Thursday, Saturday. Is that right?
Yep, the Oberlin and Phillipsburg Triangular got rescheduled for this Thursday, and so we're looking forward to that. We get to actually kick off our modified Kansas tour. It'll be short-lived. I think a total of 3-day tour, I guess. We should maybe just like stay at a hotel down there and not even come back. I don't know. We'll be there Thursday, and then we'll turn right back around and head down there Saturday. That's always a good tournament as well. We'll get to see Ray for the first time. We'll get to see teams like Goodland and Smith Center, Oakley. And those are always teams that always have good competition, good wrestlers. And, you know, once again, it's going to be different faces that we don't normally get to see. And so we always look forward to heading down to Kansas and then seeing how our wrestling compares to theirs.